Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Calm kettle. I think we could all do with a bit of calm, right? And I'm all about gadgets for the kitchen at the moment. Anything that comes in, I can make an impact. I'm all about it. So this arrived in from Russell Hobbs. Russell Hobbs has been around for yonks. They make a whole host of kitchen devices. And so when the Calm Kettle arrived, I was instantly intrigued. It looks like a work of art. So it's a frosted glass, jug-shaped kettle with sort of rose gold finishings, and it sits on a 360 white base. Beautiful. First little niggle straight out of the box. The cord is very, very, very short.
Okay.
So depending on where your plug sockets are in your kitchen, that could be a bit of an issue. But the idea with this Calm kettle is that from the base, when you fill it up and you put it on, firstly, it's quieter than an average kettle.
Okay.
But then it can play little trinkly sounds like water falling or birds chirping. Very calm. Kind of like what you get if you were in a spa. You know that little like
thing. Can you switch it off? Please tell me you can.
You absolutely can. And we'll come to that in a second. So not only will it play the plinky plonky calming music, the kettle also changes colour. Why? I don't know. But it's very soft colours. See, it's like a soft yellow and a soft blue. And as I said, it's quieter than a normal kettle. The idea is that it's adding a bit of zen to your morning when you're making your
tea. How much?
120 quid.
Yep. I could buy a kettle for a third of that.
Absolutely, you can. And what's interesting is I opened this on a Saturday morning and I had nothing else to do. So I was very excited by it. And then the next morning, I came down like a bull in a china shop, slapped on the kettle, forgot about the plinky plonky sounds, and I haven't really used it since. I think it's a bit of a gimmick. There's one feature on it that I really do like, and that is the keep warm feature. So you know when you boil the kettle, but then you maybe get distracted, and then you have to reboil the kettle, use more electricity and all the rest. With this, you can set the water temperature to whatever you want. You can alter it. And then it has the keep warm, so it can keep the water warmer for longer.
That's a good idea. And presumably the insulation available to it is what reduces the noise of it as well.
Exactly it. So look, I do think it's a bit of a game. I love the idea of it, but I have to be honest and say to me, it was a bit of a gimmick. And for 120 quid, I think I will pass.
Now, some of the questions coming in. Can you ask Jess about the Meta WhatsApp that has appeared on our phones, please? I am not on Facebook, so I don't know why I got the message. That's from Patricia.
Yeah, this is an absolute pain in the face. This is a rollout that Meta has done across all of its apps. So Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, the whole shebang. They have integrated it. There's no way of turning it off. There's no way to remove it. So I just showed you before we came on air. Now on my WhatsApp, there's like a little blue circle icon. It's there if you want to ask it questions, if you want to have a chat and all the rest. They say that it is not going to read your messages. The Data Protection Commission recently said that they have more questions about it. I have tried to get onto the Data Protection Commission in the last half hour. I haven't heard back yet. But at the moment, it's there and there's no way of turning it off.
Now, WhatsApp is encrypted. It brings me to that other question. We saw those reports that if you try to get into the United States and you've nasty stuff about Trump on your phone, if it's taken from you by customs and they inspect it, you might be turned away. Is that true or is that a conspiracy theory?
I think it's an exaggerated notion of what goes on and what has gone on in certain countries in the world over the last number of years. So the first point to note here is that if and when you're trying to get into America, very often you have to go through immigration and they will interview you. If you have questions, further questions that need to be answered, very often you can be brought back into an interview room behind the main check desks. And one of the things that is has been known to be done is for a phone inspection. So they will go through and they can look at your messages. If you consent to the giving them your unlock code, they'll be able to access anything that's on the phone. There has been reports of people being turned away because of the sentiment that they have been sharing on their social media platforms. But this exaggerated notion that, you know, every immigration officer is going to be scanning your social media before you enter the country, that is not the case. And the notion that, you know, perhaps they could use AI or something like that to scan everybody's social media, that is just too
cumbersome. It's interesting. A person representing a Palestinian protester, a lawyer on Hollyer's with his family in the Dominican Republic, was stopped by the American authorities and detained briefly on the way back into the United States, even though he's a citizen of the United States. So that's a bit worrying when lawyers are being stopped in their tracks.
Yeah, we've heard multiple reports of this. There's a brilliant podcast I listen to all the time called Pod Save America, and they have raised various issues like this. Very often, it comes down to profiling. There are numerous reasons why somebody would be flagged. If you are a high-profile person and you have been very vocal against the administration, that will raise a red flag. But I think for the vast majority of us,
All right. Can you ask Jess what Wi-Fi extender she recommends?
So I recommend a Wi-Fi mesh system. So the Tenda Nova MW3. You can also get the Google mesh system. The idea with a mesh is that not only does it enhance your signal, but it also creates a Venn diagram of coverage, giving you better coverage throughout the house.
I've started to receive emails from Microsoft, from Teams, saying they have received a request for a single-use code to use for my account, which I've never requested. And then they send me a 6-digit code. I'm sure it's a scam. Any thoughts, Martin and Meath?
Yeah, if you're not the one doing it, then yes, it's a scam. What I'd recommend you do anyway is go in and change your passwords. Very often that's somebody trying to infiltrate your account, but this is a really good example of two-factor authentication working. So go in and change your password to be sure, but never ever pass that 6-digit code on to anyone.
What is the best app to replace Skype for calling landline and mobile phones? I've been using Skype for over 20 years, even having a Skype house phone paying a subscription. That's from Paul in Galway.
Yeah, so Paul, when Skype disappears later this month, it'll be replaced by Teams. So you can use Microsoft Teams. All of the features and the functionality will be there. You can also get other voice over IP solutions. You could get Zoom. Like, Zoom gives you free 40 minutes. So if you wanted to call, you could also just get a mobile plan. I don't know if you have a mobile phone, but you can get all-you-can-eat minutes on pretty much every contract now.
A final question. Can I ask Jess, is it possible to connect my Chromebook laptop to my phone and use my mobile data on the phone as an internet connection for the laptop without actually being connected to the Wi-Fi at home before the connection is completed? For example, if I'm out and about with no Wi-Fi, can I use my mobile phone data to connect to the internet on the Chromebook?
Yeah, absolutely.
So hotspot.
Yeah, exactly. Go to the settings, go to data, turn on the hotspot, the mobile hotspot. Very often there's a password on it. So just go to your laptop then, search for whatever your phone is called and then put in the password and then you're connected.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.